The Eddie B. Sit edition and audio series of the Talmud Bavli.
Masechet Yomah has been dedicated in memory of Mazal Bat Esther Baghdadi and Yosef Ben Mazal Baghdadi by their family. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf has been dedicated by North Fork Bank and its private banking department with Gabriel Safti. Hashem Yishmerehu V'Hayehu. We would like to thank North Fork Bank and urge our listeners to patronize this generous financial institution. On a private note, we'd like to thank Mr. Gabriel Safti for his continued support for all our programs here at Daf Yomi, Torah Learning Resources, and the Torah Center. Teskele Mitzvot. Today's Daf has been dedicated in memory of Yosef ben Mazal and Shlomo Rafael ben Mazal. Ruach Hashem Tanihem Began Eden. Amen. Daf Nun. Today's daf is being studied Le'ilun Nishmat Avraham Ben Esther. Ruach Hashem Tanihenu Began Eden. Amen. Today's daf is being studied La'atzlacha L'chayale Sava Yisrael V'toshave Eretz Yisrael. That HaKadosh Baruch Hu should give them victory over their enemies and protection from their enemies as well. Sim Shalom Ba'ares. And Be'ezat Hashem we should witness Yeshuot V'nechamot. And Be'ezat Hashem U'ba'al Sion Goel. Amen V'amen. We begin today's daf on Daf Nun Amud Rishon on the top line. Just to review where we're holding in the sugya. On yesterday's daf, we learned a very fundamental machloket in a specific case. The case was the kohen that's bringing the par on Yom Kippur. He slaughtered the par and then he died. So now his segan, which means the substitute kohen, takes over. So the she'ela is, does the substitute just have to bring in the blood of that korban into the Kodesh Kodashim, or does he have to start from scratch and bring another par into the hazara, re-slaughter it, and then bring the blood in? What is it dependent on, the Gemara says? It depends. Is dam ikri par? When the Torah says he has to go with a par, a par for sure is the animal, but could you call dam also a par? And therefore, since he's going with the dam, it's like he's going with the par. Or do you say no? Dam lo ikri par. Mud is not a par. And therefore, this queen's got to start from scratch to bring a par in and re-slaughter it. So we had a machlok connection between the Yitzhak Nafha and the B'ami. The Yitzhak Nafha held dam ikri par. Whereas the B'ami said no. Dam lo ikri par. So now the Gemara of Yitzhak Nafha is going to ask the question on Rabbi Ami. Etiber Rabbi Yitzhak Nafha Rabbi Ami. By the part of a Kohen Mashiach. That's a Korban that the Kohen Mashiach must bring to atone for a certain sin. So regarding that Korban that a Kohen Mashiach brings, it says, Ve'otzi et kol hapar. It says he will remove and take out the entire par outside the machane, outside the camp. Now this pasuk is written after the animal was slaughtered already. And still the pasuk is referring it to a par. So you see what? That even after slaughtering, it's called a par. That's a question against the bi'ameh. Gemara's answer, she yotzi et kulo. Taprashi, explaining what that means, that you must take it all out. Tirutzahu. It's an answer. Kilomar. Lav de ikli par. The point of the pasuk is not to tell you that after the slaughtering it's still called the par. Elahaki kamar, you'd see it kol hanishar mimenu. The point of the pasuk is whatever's the remnants of this korban, you must bring outside chutz lamachane. So when it says you'd see it kol hapar, that's the point. The remnants of the par that you slaughtered, make sure you bring outside the machane. But I ask another question. We have a pasuk by Yom Kippur. Pasuk says, Ve'et par achatat ve'et sa'ir achatat. Now this pasuk is talking about the par, the bull, and the sa'ir is the ram. The pasuk is in context after it was slaughtered and the blood was sprinkled. And still it's called a par and a sa'ir. This is a question against Rabbi Ami. Because again, Rabbi Ami says what? Dam lo ikri par. But here you see, even after the slaughtering, it's calling it a par and a sa'ir. So Rabbi Papa says, Amar Rabbi Papa. La Papa says, Be'or u'basar u'perish. Regarding the skin of the animal, the flesh of the animal, the perish, the insides of the animal, the intestines of the animal, they call it amal o'peligi.
Everybody agrees that those three parts of the animal are always considered the animal, even after the slaughtering. And that's why this pasuk is not a question. Because if I can read you the whole pasuk, the pasuk says like this: Ve'etpara hatat ve'etzira hatat asher uva et damam nekaper bakodesh, that you sprinkle the blood, yotzi el mechutz lamachane ve'sarfu ba'esh et oratam ve'et besaram ve'et pirsham. So on this one, we're talking about the actual part of the animal, the flesh of it, the meat of it, the intestines of it. Everybody agrees that's always considered part of the animal. That's why there's no problem for the pasuk to call it a par and a sa'ir. Also, where's our machloket? The Gemara says, our machloket is ki peligi bedam. The machloket is in the blood. Mor sabar dam ikre par. That even the blood is considered par. Umor sabar, no, dam lo ikre par. Amar Rav Asher. Rav Asher comes along and says, Mistavra keman de amar dam ikre par. He's now bringing a proof according to the opinion that says dam ikre par. Dichtiv. Bezot yavo Aaron el kodesh. Befar ben bakar. It says, with this Aaron will go into the Kodesh Kodashim, with the par ben bakar. So the Gemara says, Atu bekarnea me'ayile. Well, you're going to take the animal by its horns in the Kodesh Kodashim? The pasuk cannot mean when it says par, an actual par. Because you don't bring the animal into the Kodesh Kodashim. Ela bedamo. It must be referring to the blood. Vekarile par. And the Torah calls it par. So you see what? Dam ikri par. Beautiful proof from Rav Asher. Oh, the Gemara says, Ve'idach. What is the other rabbi that says dam lo ikri par? As he learned this pasuk, he also agrees you don't bring the par in the Kodesh Kodashim. So he learns the pasuk like this. Bema hukshar Aaron lavo el kodesh. With what does Aaron become sanctioned and qualified to enter the Kodesh Kodashim? Befar ben bakar. With the part that he slaughtered in the Hazara, now once he slaughters it, he's able to go to the next process and walk into the Kodesh Kodashim. And therefore he'll say, that's got no proof or no bearings of dam ikri par. It's saying, Bezot yavo Aaron lakodesh. How does Aaron gain entry into the Kodesh Kodashim? Befar ben bakar, that he slaughters outside in the Hazara. But only a par is considered a par, but really dam is lo ikri par. The Gemara continues. Viti pukle dechatat shemetu behaleahi. Which means the Gemara is asking the following question. You are questioning above. If the Kohen died after slaughtering his pot, does the said Kohen just take his place and continue, or does he have to start from scratch? What's the question? Of course he has to start from scratch. Because this par is a hatat, and the law is not a hatat, that its owners died, whether when the animal is still alive, or even after shechita, like in this case, it does not go up as a korban. And the Gemara says, "Vehatat shemetu be'aleha limita azla." The rule is, it's got to be put to death, meaning it's not brought on the mizbeach. So, what is the Gemara's question even? Ama leRavin baRav Ada leRava. So, Rav Ada, Ravin baRav Ada tells Rava, "Amri talmidcha." Your student answered this question. Who was your student? Amar Rav Amram. Rav Amram said, Hatat Siburhi. Wow. This Korban that the Kohen's bringing is classified as a Hatat Sibur. Velo Limita Azla. And a Hatat Sibur is different than a Hatat Yachid. Yes. Hatat Yachid, if the owner dies, it goes Limita. But not Hatat Sibur. Now, why would this be considered Hatat Sibur? That she points out, because it's not only atoning for him and his family, but it's also atoning for the Kohanim. So therefore, Rab Amram classifies this as a Hatat Sibur. So comes the Gemara and says, what's the proof? Ditnan, because of the following Mishnah. Amar lo Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir was saying a statement to the Tanakama. We don't know what the Tanakama said yet, but we just know that Rabbi Meir was reacting to something that Tanakama said. And what did Rabbi Meir say? The halo par yom kippurim, the par that the Kohen brings on Kippur. The habite Kohen Gadol, and the personal korban mincha, it's called habitin, that the Kohen Gadol has to bring every day. Upesach and korban pesach, the korban yachid hu. We all agree that these three are considered Korban Yachid. That's what the Bimeir is saying, at least. That these three are considered Korban Yachids. V'doche et ha-Shabbat. Common denominator, they push away Shabbat, meaning the doche Shabbat. V'doche et ha-Tum'ah. So the Gemara says, Lav Mechlal, that implies, Di'ika Leman Da'amar, the Sibur. If Rabbi Meir is calling these three Korbanot Yachids, must be the Tanakaba that he's talking to classifies them as Siburs. Now one of these three is a Par Hatat of Kohen Gadol. So Rav Abraham fortifies his position by saying, yeah, I got an opinion of Tanakaba that agrees with me, that the Par of Yom Kippur is indeed called a Sibur. What's my proof? From the fact that Rabbi Meir called it Yachid, and he was talking to Tanakama, must be, he's arguing with Tanakama, and Tanakama must hold it is indeed Sibur. The Gemara says, that's how you're learning? Doesn't make sense. For the Tamech, according to your reasoning, Diktani, further along that bright that says the following, Amar lo Rabbi Yaakov. Rabbi Yaakov told the Tanakama, V'alo parech lehem davar shel Sibur. A korban that the Sibur has to bring in the case that they transgressed an Isur that was erroneously ruled by a Beddin. Beddin made a mistake. The Sibur followed the law of the Beddin and then they realized they were wrong. The law of the Sibur must bring a korban hatat. It's called Par He'alem Davar Shel Sibur. Us'ireh Avodat Kochavim. That's a case where the majority of Israel worshipped Avodah Zarah by mistake. So they have to atone by bringing a korban Sa'ir, Hatat. The Hagigah. Hagigah is also considered a Korban Sibur, even though it's an individual Korban that's brought on the holiday, but since it's brought with the throngs of people in the Beit HaMikdash, we call it a Korban Sibur. The Korban Sibur, ve'en dochin, lo et ha-Shabbat ve'lo et ha-Tumah. The common denominator between these two items is, it's not Doche Shabbat, and it's not Doche Tumah. Mechlal di'ika leman da'amar di'yachid. Are you going to tell me, with the same line of reasoning, that when the Rabbi Yaakov calls these Siburs, you mean Tanakama is going to hold that these three things are Yahids? Could you call a Pari Alem Davash a Sibur, a Qurban Yahid? Could you call the Sa'ir of Avodah Zarah the Rabim a Yahid? So then what the Gemara is saying like this, you're learning the Braita wrong. Just like you can't say that when the Bimi'ir is talking to Tanakama, Tanakama argues on the classification of these Qurban, so too when the Bimi'ir is talking to Hakamim, it doesn't mean he's arguing on the classification. Meaning, just because the Bimi'ir called a part of Yom Kippur a Yahid, does not mean that the Bimi'ir calls it a Sibur. Ela, everybody holds that the part of Yom Kippur is called a Qurban Yahid. Oh, so then what was the Bimi'ir telling Tanakama? And what was the Yaakov telling Tanakama? So the Gemara says like this, Ela, le Tanakama kamehadirle. They were responding to what Tanakama said. Dishamre de Kaamar. They heard Tanakama say the following. Korban Sibur doche et ha-Shabbat ve'et ha-Tum'ah. The Korban Yachid eno doche lo et ha-Shabbat ve'lo et ha-Tum'ah. Hakami made a blanket statement. All Korban Yachids, not doche Shabbat. All Korban Siburs, yeh doche Shabbat. Amra lo Rabbi Meir. So Rabbi Meir said, Korban Yachid klalau? What? The Korban Yachid that doesn't doche Shabbat, is that a general rule? Can't be valopar yom kippurim. V'chabite kohen gadol u'pesach, the korban yachidu, these three are considered korban yachids, and you agree that they're considered korban yachids, v'dochein et ha-Shabbat. And on the contrary, these strings do push away Shabbat, v'et ha-Tumah as well as the Tumah. V'amal Rabbi Yaakov, the Rabbi Yaakov hits it from the other side. And he says, korban sibur klalau? Tanakama, you're giving a rule by korban sibur, that all korban siburs are dochein Shabbat? That's not so. V'alopar ichlem davar shel sibur. Usheire avoda kuchavim v'chagiga de korban siburu ve'en dochin lo et ha-Shabbat ve'lo et ha-Tum'ah ela nekot ha'klala b'yadek. If you want to give a rule, the rule is as follows: kol shezmano kavua, if it's bound by time, doche et ha-Shabbat ve'et ha-Tum'ah afilu b'yachid, even if it's a private korban like a korban Pesach, it's korban yachid, but zman kavua on Yud Dalet Nisan. Stochei Shabbat, Stochei Yom Tov. Because she ends mano kavua, and some that's not bound by time, eno dochei lot Shabbat velot Tumah vafidu besibur. Which means even korban Hagiga, for example, that you're calling it a sibur, but it's not zman kavua. because you have 7 days makeup. If you don't bring it on the first day of the holiday, you can bring it on the next days. So therefore, the point is, they would not, that Tana Kama was arguing whether part of Kippur is a Sibur. No, they hold it's a Yachid. And therefore it comes out according to Lava. Everybody holds part of Yom Kippur is considered a Korban Yachid. Etibe Abaye. Abaye is a question to Rava. Rava that holds that there's no Tana that says the part of Yom Kippur is a Sibur. Meaning, he defended the position that all the Tanaim hold, that the part of Yom Kippur is considered a Yachid. So Abaye challenges him. Can you have the par or the side of Yom Kippur that got lost? And they brought substitutes in their stead, and they brought them as a korban. And then they found the originals. Kulam, meaning all those that were lost, yamutu. Again, since the original ones were brought, and the kapara was done already, so the deen is on the original ones, the deen is what? You have to put them to death. Okay? That's the opinion of who? Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda. Kulam yamutu. Rabbi El-Ghazav, Rabbi Shimon Omrim. I say, no. These korbanot over here, the originals, you don't put them to mitah. When you find them, what do? Yid'u ad shi'istabu. Let them graze. Until a blemish comes upon them. V'yimachiru. Sell them. Meaning sell the behemah. And now the behemah goes to Chulin, and what do you do with the money that's Kodesh? V'yipelu demehem din daba. With the money you buy korbanot sibur. Why? She'en hatat sibur meta. Which means, because this is a classical case of hatat sibur. And the rule is that hatat sibur is not meta. Only when it's a yahid. But this is a sipur. Oh, so therefore, Rava, you see clearly an opinion that holds that the part of Yom Kippur is considered a hatat sibur. So how does Rava answer? He'll say, Amale, my part. What does it mean when it says part in the Braita? Par elim davas shel sibur. It's talking about a par of a sibur. Elim davas shel sibur. Meaning, the part of the Braita is not the part of Kippur. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Ve'az shel yom kippurim ketani. The Braita says, par v'sa'ir shel yom kippurim. Tanat the Gemara says, ki ketani ad sa'ir. Now, the Yom Kippur is going back on the sa'ir. So read it like this, par, comma, the sa'ir shel yom kippurim. So the par is the lev davar shel sibur, and the sa'ir is the kippur, which is sibur as well. Gemara says, fine, but we have another Braita, which is much more explicit. Ba'atanya, par shel yom kippurim. Period. So now for sure we're talking about part of Yom Kippur. The Sa'ir Yom Kippurim Sha'avdu, they got lost. The Frish Acharim Tachtem, and you put substitutes in their stead. Kulam Yamutu, the Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi El-Ghazav, Rabbi Shimon Omrim, Yir'u Ad Shi'istabu V'Yimachru. Let them graze, so they get a blemish. Sell the animal, the Kedusha goes on the money. V'yipilun L'Ndemehem L'Ndaba. And the money will go to a Nedaba for the Mizbeach. She'en Qatad Sibur Meta. Why? Because a hatat of the sibur is not put to death. Meaning, the part of Yom Kippurim is called a hatat sibur. So therefore, Rava, you want to come along and say everybody holds it's a hatat yachid. It's not so. You see, clearly they're calling it a hatat hasibur. And therefore, Rav Amram was right. When Rav Amram said that this is hatat sibur, and therefore it's not meta, therefore there's a sheila, can you continue bringing the blood in or not? That's a valid answer. So Rava comes along and says, fine. Lo tema shen hatat sibur meta, ela ema shen hatat ashutafim meta. Which means, instead of reading the braita that you just quoted me, and read it as hatat sibur, read it as hatat shutafim. Meaning it's a korban of partners. Which means that the Hiddush of Rabbi Shimon in the Braita is that a korban, hatat, of partners, like in this case over here, it's not olech lemita. It's not olech lemita. And then what Rava is saying, this is a case of korban hatat of shutafim. So to that the Gemara asks, good. So you answer the Braita. However, my nafka mina. What's the nafka mina? Which means like this. Bottom line, once I showed you, whether it's a part of a sibur or whether it's a part of a shutafim, that it's not holech lemita, so Rav Amram was right. When Rav Amram said it's considered a part of a sibur, therefore it's not holech lemita, he was right. So you're going, no, don't call it a sibur, call it shutafim. Either way, but the point is it's not holech lemita. So it's semantics. You want to call it this, you want to call it that. What's the nafka mina? To that Rabbah says, no, there's a nafka mina. Delomaiti omaitu koanim par behora'a. He says, okay, granted. The only reason why I don't want you to call it a sibur is because we have a law. Par olem davash sibur. Let's say Betty made a ruling, an erroneous ruling. The majority of one tribe followed the ruling. What's the deen? That tribe must bring a par olem davar, because the tribe is considered a kahal. And if you have rov kahal, which is rov sibur, they bring. Same case. Beti made an erroneous ruling. The Kohanim, the tribe of the Kohanim, the majority of them, followed the erroneous ruling. Do they bring a pari alem davash sibur? No. Because Kohanim are not called Kahal. Because only those that inherited the Helik in Eretz Yisrael are called Kahal. Therefore, what Rabbah was saying, I don't want you to call the par of the Kohen a Korban Sibur. Because that'll give an implication that Kohanim are Sibur. Where will you make the mistake? By a part of the Rosh Sibur thinking that if Rav Kohanim make the mistake of the Bet Din, they bring the Korban. So he says, all right, don't call it Sibur, call it Shutafut. But bottom line, Rav Amram is right. When Rav Amram said that the part of the Kohen Gadol is a Sibur, or you rather call it a Shutafut so you don't make a mistake, the point is, it's not the Mitah. And since it's not the Mitah, the Gemara's original question was good. Do you continue bringing the blood? Or do you have to bring an original one? And what's that dependent on? That's dependent on, is dam ikri par or not? The Gemara continues. Ta shema. We have a braita. De ba'e Rabbi El-Azhar. Rabbi El-Azhar had a question. Le devre ha'omer par yom kippurim. Korban yachid. According to the opinion that says the part of Yom Kippurim is indeed a Korban Yachid, because that's the opinion of Rabbi Meir that we had in the Braita above, that he clearly said that part of Yom Kippurim is considered a Korban Yachid, Ose Temura or Ena Ose Temura. So his question was, can you make Temura on such an animal or not? What is Temura? When you want to transfer the Kiddushah of one animal to another animal. So the Gemara's question is, according to the opinion that says that the Korban par of Yom Kippurim of the Kohen is considered a Korban Yachid, so is it subject to the laws of Temura or not? So the Gemara says, Lav Mechlal Di'ika Leman Damar De Sibur, which means from here we can imply that if there's an opinion that says there's a Yachid, which is Rabbi Meir, must be those that argue on Rabbi Meir hold that the part of Yom Kippur is indeed a Korban Sibur. So that again goes against what Rava wanted to say. Because Rava wanted to say that everybody holds really the Korban of Kippur is considered Korban Yachid. And here we see that you have an implication that Rabbi Meir holds Yachid, but other opinions that argue against him must hold Sibur. To that the Gemara says, Lo, Mechlal de'ika leman damar de'shutafin. Like we said above, that all the implication is coming to say that while Rabbi Meir holds it's Korban Yachid, those that argue with Rabbi Meir, they agree that it's not Yahid, but it's not Sibur either. They call it Shutafin, meaning it's a Korban of partnership. Now, as we said above, it doesn't matter for Rava whether you call it a Sibur or whether you call it Shutafin. Bottom line of Amram's original answer that said that the part is a Sibur and therefore it is subject to continuing bringing it on the Mizbeach, meaning it's not considered a problem of Hatat, Shemetu Ba'aleh, that it goes Lamita, whether you call it a Sibur or Shutafin, but all Rava was saying is that he'd rather call it a Shutafin, a partnership, than use the word Sibur, like we said above, not to make a confusion with the case of Pari Alim Davar, Shel Sibur, into thinking that Kohanim also would bring that Korban.
The Gemara continues, Gufa, we had a statement, Ba'er Rabbi Al-Hazar. Rabbi Al-Hazar had a question. According to the opinion that said that the part of Yom Kippurim is considered a personal Korban or Korban Yahid, meaning according to the Bimi Ir that said the part is considered Korban Yahid or Seh Temura or Eno or Seh Temura, is it subject to the laws of Temura or not? So the Gemara says, what is the question? What are the two sides of the question? Ibatar Magdish Azlinan. Do we go after the Kohen that sanctified it and consecrated it, and therefore since the Kohen, he buys the Korban with his own money, and he's the one that's Mekadesh it, so therefore if you go after the Mekadesh, it's considered a perfect Korban Yahid, and therefore it is subject to the laws of Timurah, meaning if you transfer the Kiddushah from the par to a different animal, the Timurah will also be Kodesh. Or Batar Mitkaper Azdinan. Or do we go after those that are getting atonement? Now if you go after those that are getting atonement, there are many that are getting atonement, meaning of the Kohen, his family, and the other Kohanim as well. Now that would be considered many. There's no Timurah on a Korban that is affecting many. So that's the two sides. Do you go after the Magdish, and there is Timurah, or do you go after the Mitkaper, and there's no Timurah? Gemara says, what do you mean? Peshita de Batar Mitkaper Azdinan. It's Pashut that when deciding this question, you should definitely go after the Mitkaprim. Why? The Amar Rabbu, Amar Rabbi Yohanan. We have a statement from Rabbu in the name of Rabbi Yohanan. Hamagdish, we're talking about a specific case of it. A person that made an animal Kodesh for his friend. What does that mean, he made an animal Kodesh for his friend? His friend, let's say, made a Nidr to bring a Korban to the Beit HaMikdash. So, that person's friend made an animal Kodesh for that guy. Meaning, Mr. A made an animal Kodesh for Mr. B's obligation. So the Gemara says, Hamagdish, the one that made the animal Kodesh, if, let's say, the animal becomes blemished, and now you need to redeem it, meaning to take the Kiddushah off with money, Mosif Homish. The law is that besides making an even transaction of how much the money is worth, you also have to add a homish. That's the din of pidyon. So the hadush of this statement is that only when the magdish makes the pidyon, the homish is applicable. However, if the friend, meaning in our case Mr. B, that the Korban was sanctified for, so since he's not the Magdish, the law of homish does not apply. Meaning, if the second guy wants to redeem the animal, it's just a straight redemption without homish. How do we know that? We know that from Pesukim, because the Pasuk says, Ve'im ha-Magdish yig'al, v'hamishito yasif alav. Only the Magdish is subject to the 20% extra, not the Mechaper. And that's the first case. Next case is V'amitkaper, or Seba Temura. Regarding the law of Temura, meaning, who has the right to transfer the Kiddushah from one animal to the next? Not the Magdish. In this case, it's the Mitkaper, meaning the one that the animal is coming for. But if the Magdish made Timura, the Timura is not Kodesh. Because the law is, you're only the one that can make the Timura is the one that the animal is coming to be Mechaper for. The third thing we were said, that Toreh Mishelo Al Chil Havero, a person, let's say, is taking Tiruma from his own produce to cover the produce of his friend, Tovat Hana'a Shelo, the benefit of choosing which Kohen he's going to give the Tiruma to is to the one that separated the Tiruma. And again, let's say a certain guy has a field, the guy didn't take his Tirumot yet. So his friend says, I'm going to take Tirumah from my field to cover your field. So the Gemara says, you can do that. You can be Torem Shelo Bishvil Havero. But the decision of who the Kohen, which Kohen is going to get it, that's on the Torem. In any event, you see over here from the second law that Rabbi Yochanan taught, is that regarding Timurah, we go after the Mechaper. So therefore, back to our question, if you hold that the Korban par of Yom Kippurim is considered Korban Yahid, so you ask, is it subject to Timurah or not? So you ask, what does it depend on? Do you go after the Magdish or the Mechaper? Well, for sure you go after the Mechaper. And difference is you have many people that are getting atoned over here, so therefore it's Timurah is only applicable to a private Korban, but not to a Korban that has many Mechaprim. Hey, we all agree for sure. You look at it when it comes to Timurah to the Mitkaprim. But the question is, how do you look at the Mitkaprim? His brothers, the Kohanim that are receiving Kapara, do we look at them as if they're receiving their Kapara
which the Gemara calls Bikbi'uta, which literally would mean an established partner, which means when the Kohen bought the animal, he bought it with Kavanah, that is for him and his family members, as well as the other Kohanim, and therefore they're regular partners, therefore it's not going to be considered subject to Timura, or Odima Bekupa Mitkapre, or do we consider it as a secondary kapara, meaning really the Kohen, when he buys it, he's buying it for himself. And the kapara is for himself. But derech agav, as an incidental, the other Kohanim, through the Kohen Gadol, get their kapara. But not that he bought it with them in mind, and with the, as if they're his partners. And if we all agree that the kapara is the ikar over here, which is when you're looking at timura, it goes on the mitkaprim. So the sheila is, are the mitkaprim considered his partners, and therefore it's not going to be subject to timura, because timura is only subject to a private korban? Or do we say, no, really, you go after mitkaprim, but the mitkaprim only incidental to the Kohen, which means literally the word in the Gemara Bikufya means to float, as if they're just floating on the Kapara of the Kohen, but he's the Ikar, and it would be a regular Korban Yahweh, and it would not be subject to the law of Temura. So the Gemara tries to prove which side is correct. Tashema, come and listen, we have a Braita. Homer Bezevah Mebetemura. There is humrot that a regular zevah has. That means a regular animal that a person made hikdish. It's called a zevah. There's certain humrot, stringencies that that animal has over timura, over an animal that was the exchange animal, where you transferred from the kiddushah of one animal to the second animal. That second animal is called timura. So again, the zevah has stringencies over timura. The homer b'timura b'zevah. And for that matter, timura has some stringencies over a zevah. Now the Gemara is going to explain what are they. Homer bezevah, the stringencies of a zevah, of a regular korban that was mikudash, shazevach nuheg biyachid, a zevah, you can consecrate an animal, whether it's a korban yachid, kibisibur, just as well as a korban sibur is consecrated. Veduheta shabbat, both these animals can be duhe shabbat. Ve'eta tuman also can override tum'ah. Ve'ose timura. And of course, a regular zevah is subject to the law of timura, meaning if the person wants to transfer the kiddushah of the animal to another animal, it will happen. Mi timura is viable. Masha'enken b'timura. But these stringencies do not apply to an animal of timura, meaning the animal of timura is not doche shabbat. You cannot bring it on shabbat, nor can you bring it in a state of tum'ah, nor can you make a timura to a timura. Which means you cannot make an exchange for an animal that was exchanged already. You can only make timura once. But en osim timura mitmurato, as the Hakamim learned from Pesukim. Now the Gemara goes the other way. Chomer b'timura mebezevah. There's stringencies on the timura animal than the zevah. Shat timura, the animal of timura, hala al ba'al mum kavua. Which is, even if the animal that you transferred the kiddushah to, you knew it was a Ba'al Mum. It had a blemish, a permanent blemish. Still, the Kiddushah goes on the animal. And what type of Kiddushah goes on it? Kiddushah Taguf, which is intrinsic Kiddushah, which is the highest level of Kiddushah. Meaning, even if you want to redeem it after, meaning you want to transfer the Kiddushah of the animal to money, Ena yotz'ah lecholin. It does not fully go to cholin, the gazez, for the shearings, v'li'aved, and for working. Meaning, anything that has a status of kiddushah taguf, even when you take the kiddushah off of it, it only allows you to slaughter the animal to eat it. However, there is kiddushah that remains, that you cannot use the shearings, nor can you work the animal. Now, the chiddush of timura is that kiddushah taguf is hal, even on a ba'al mum, masha'enken bezevah, masha'enken on a regular animal, if you sanctified it, and you knew it was a ba'al mum and you sanctified it, it has kiddushat damim, meaning it's a lower sanctification, just of monetary sanctification, and therefore when you redeem it, the entire kiddushah goes off. So again, let's review that last point. There's a big difference between timura and zevah. Timura, even if you sanctified it when it was a ba'al mum, it retains the status of kiddushat aguf. And therefore when you redeem it, it'll retain kiddushah on the gizot, on the shearings as well as working. You will not be able to work the animal. You won't be able to slaughter it and eat it. Masha'enken, when it comes to a zevah, a regular korban, if you knew that it was a baal mum and you sanctified it anyway, it does not get kedushat aguf like temura. It only gets kedushat damim, nafkamina. When you redeem that animal, it kedushat totally goes off. And you're able to use even the shearings as well as working the animals. So that's the humrah that Timurah has over the zevah. So the Gemara asks, "Hai zevah hechidame? What's the case of the zevah that you're talking about? Meaning you told me, a zevah that's applicable to yachid and a sibur is dochei Shabbat and is subject to the laws of Timurah. Which type of korban are we talking about? Now, we know that a yachid, for example, can bring one of three korbanot. He can either bring a korban ola, he can bring a korban hatat, or he can bring a korban shelamim. So the discussion over here is, which korban are we talking about? So the Gemara says, ilima di yachid. So if we're actually talking about a regular korban yachid, which means a ola, hatat, or shelamim of a private person, midachai Shabbat v'tum'ah, hold it. Does a korban yachid dochei Shabbat, or does it override the laws of tumah? So we can't be talking about that. Ela de sibur. So must be talking about a korban ola or a hatat or a shlim of the sibur. Gemara says, wait, that can't be me. Or say temura. Is it subject to the laws of teruma? Temura. Meaning we know that a korban sibur, you cannot make temura on it. So the Gemara is saying, what's the case? So you have a korban yachid. It can be brought as a yachid as well as a sibur, and both are dochei Shabbat and also subject to temura. Ela lav de par. Must be we're talking about the par of Yom Kippur, which means it's a chatat that can either be owned by an individual, like the case of Kippur, or you can have a chatat of a sibur. Vedochei et Shabbat veta tum'ah. And this type of part, I mean the part of Yom Kippur, since it has a set time, it's Dochei Shabbat as well as Tumah, the Kavi al Izman, the Oseh Timura. And furthermore, this Korban, now, not only is the Korban of Kippur Dochei Shabbat, obviously, but a regular Korban Hatat of Sibur that's Kavu Azman is also Dochei Shabbat, but it's also Oseh Timura. Which means you can also make Timuran such an animal, the Korban Yahidu, because the part of the Kohen Gadol, which is a private offering, it is subject to the law of Timurah. And therefore we've answered our question, that we consider it a Korban Yahid, and even though others are receiving Kapara from the Korban, meaning even though it's considered Mechaper for many people, meaning him, his family, other Kohanim, it's still considered Yahid, because they're just floating on his Kapara, what's considered a regular Korban Yahid. Let's review what's being said over here. The Gemara is trying to prove in this Braita, that when the Braita said a Zebah, a Zebah applies to Yahid and a Sibur, a type of Zebah that applies to Yahid and a Sibur is Dochei Shabbat and is also subject to Timurah. Which type of Korban are we talking about? So the Gemara says we must be talking about a par. The par of Yom Kippurim. That's a hatat that's brought by an individual, like on Kippur, but it's also brought as well by Sibur. And in both cases, they are what? Dochei Shabbat, which is true, and also they are subject to Timurah, meaning the part of Yom Kippur, which is the Korban that we're talking about, is indeed subject to Timurah. Why? Because it's considered a legitimate part of, it's considered a legitimate it's Korban Yahid. Why? Because we consider those that are getting atoned, it's considered as just floating on the Kohen Gadol. It's Kapara. So therefore we've answered our question, that indeed it is subject to the law of Temurah. Amar Rav Sheshat, no, he says no. Be'elo shel Aharon. That Rav Sheshat says that no, the Braita is really talking about not a Chatat, but it's talking about a Korban Olah. Now, a Korban Ola can be either owned by a private individual, or it can be owned by the community. Now, the specific Korban that we're talking about over here, would be talking about the Ola of a Kohen Gadol that he brings on Kippur. Now, of course, this Ola of the Sa'ir is Dochei Shabbat, and it is Dochei Tum'ah, obviously, because it's brought on Kippur, and can also affect Temurah, because it's a private korban of the Kohen. So if again, when the Gemara said Zebach is Dochei Shabbat and is subject to Temurah, it's not talking about the par of Kohen Gadol, it's talking about the Sa'ir, meaning it's talking about the Ola. Meaning there's a korban Yahid Ola, and there's a korban Sibur Ola. Good. And this Ola that we're talking about of the Sa'ir is subject to Temurah because it's a Yahid, and it's also Dochei Yom Kippurim. So we have no proof
that a part of a Kohen Gadol is subject to the law of Temura. The Gemara goes on to say that Rav Sheshan has to be right. That it makes sense that the Braita is not talking about the part. The Isa Katatak de Parot, because if you think we're talking about, when it says Zeva, it's talking about the part of the Kohen Gadol, and let's speak it out. Meaning that the Zeva, I mean the part of the Kohen Gadol, is subject to Temura, as well as it's Nochei Shabbat, Masheenken, the Temura of the part. Okay, because we're comparing Zeva to Temura. So, Mashenken, the Timura of the same animal, meaning if you make a Timura of the part of the Kohen, it will not be Doche Shabbat. However, it's Mashma, that you cannot bring it on Shabbat, but during the week, you can bring it. So the Gemara says, what are you talking about? Shabbat v'tum'ah hu delo dachyaha b'chol makriv karba. Would you bring a chatat that you made a timura on it? Could you bring it during the week? Hatimurat chatati. It's called a timurat chatat. Utimurat chatat lemita azla. And one of the chataot that gets killed and does not go on the mizbeah is a timura ve chatat. And therefore we must be referring to the korban ola and not the chatat. So let me speak this outside again. Which means, we're proving that the Braita, when it said the word zevach, it must be referring to a korban ola. And it's saying like this, the Ola of Yom Kippur, which is considered Dohe Yom Kippur, obviously, and it's also subject to Timura, because it's considered a private Qurban of the Kohen. Now incidentally, it's a Qurban Yachid, but it also comes in the fat form of Sibur, because the Qurban Ola also comes in Sibur. But the Qurban Yachid that we're talking about is the Qurban of Sa'ir of Kippur. The Gemara says, we cannot be talking about the par which is a chatat of Kippur. Why? Because if you think we're talking about the part of chatat, what is the Gemara saying? A zevach is subject to the law of Timura, meaning the part of chatat you can make Timura. And what? It's also Doche Shabbat. Masha'ekin, the Timura of that part, is not Doche Shabbat. So the implication would be, it's not Doche Shabbat, but you can bring a Timura of a chatat during the week. And that's not so. You cannot bring the Timura of a chatat during the week. So therefore, must be we're talking about a sa'ir of an ola. Gemara says no. Lo le'olam paro. Really, I can tell you that when it said zevach, it's talking about the chatat. And it's saying what? That a chatat, that's a yachid, that can also be with the sibur, has the stringencies that what? It's Dohei Shabbat, and it's also subject to temura, and it's referring to the part of the Kohen Gadol. You asked. Now, what do you mean? Then how could the timura of such an animal be brought during the week? No, umay timura. When it said timura, shem timura means the category of timura. We're not referring to the timura of this specific animal. We're just trying to tell you the zevach, meaning the part of Yom Kippur, meaning the hatat, which is brought biyachid, as well as besibur, is Dohei Shabbat, is subject to Timura. Masha'ekin, the general category of Timura, not specifically the Timura of a par, meaning the general category of Timura that's even brought during the week, is not subject to Dehayat Shabbat, and is not subject to Timura itself. And therefore, we're able to say back that really the Braita was talking about the part of Yom Kippur. And when it said Timura, it's not the Timura of the part, it's the general Timura, meaning general animals that are in Timura, even if you can bring them during the week. Meaning it's not a Hatat, meaning even if it's an all that general Timura is not Dohei Shabbat, all of them, which is true to all of them. No Timura is Dohei Shabbat, and no Timura can be made a Timura from it. So the Gemara says, oh, once you're saying that the Timura is really Shem Timura, Iyache, Zevach Nameh, Shem Zevach. So then you can come along and generalize the whole Braita and say that when the Braita said Zevach, it's not referring to a part either of Kippur. It's not referring to a specific element, just talking about to a generalization, meaning general category of Zevachim. And it's saying what? That yeah, in the general category of Zevachim, you have Yachid, you have Sibur, they are Dohei Shabbat. Which ones are Dohei Shabbat? The ones that are Kavu Aleim Zman, and they also Dohei Tumah as well, and they also could be made a Timura, but we're not specifically talking about a specific Qurban, meaning there's a general rule regarding regular Qurbanot that are subject to, again, overriding Shabbat, overriding Tum'ah, of course, items that are have a Zman Kavua, a fixed time.
Now, which doesn't apply to the general category of Temura. So make everything general, meaning don't even learn part of Kippur in the first part of the Braita. Gemara says, Shem Zevach Lo Ketani. Says, wait, it cannot be talking about a general classification of Zevachim. How do you know? The Gemara says, Mimai. Mediketani Chomer Betemura. Because one of the stringencies that Temura has over Zevach is, Shetemura Chala Al Baal Mum Kavua. That what? That when you make an animal Temura, the Temura itself can be a Baal Mum, and still it has Kedushat Dagu. Ve'ena Yotzal Chulin. When you redeem it, it does not go to full Chulin, Ligazez, for its shearings, for the Arabid, and to use it. Because that's a humrah that Timurah, the general category of Timurah has. Its animals can be consecrated for Timurah, even if it's a ma'amun. Mashe'enken bezevah. Meaning, if you're going to learn like you're learning, meaning the general category of zevah, there's no zevah that can be be consecrated, kedushat ha'guf, with a ma'amun. And that's not so. V'yisal gadadak my zevah shem zevah. If you're talking about the general category, v'a'ika dechor u'ma'aser. What are you talking about? We have two korbanot, bechor. What is the bechor? That would be the firstborn, let's say, calf or the lamb or a goat, that the firstborn automatically is kadosh at birth. And therefore, whether it's shalem or even if it's a ba'al mum, in either case, it's given to the kohen. If it's shalem, the kohen brings it as a korban. If it's a ba'al mum, the kohen is able to eat it. However, it has kedushat taguf. Even if it's a Baal Mum, and he cannot use the shearings nor work it. For that matter, Ma'asid. Ma'asid is the tenth that one has to give from his herd and flock. Every year the newborn calves are brought into the corral, and you lead them through a narrow gate, and the tenth of the animals is branded, and that is considered Kodesh. And therefore, the Torah says that what? It has Kiddushat Aguf, even if it is a Baal Mum. So the Gemara is asking the question, how could you tell me we're talking about general Zevachim? Because if we're talking about general Zevachim, then the Braita doesn't make sense. Because you tell me, Temura has a stringency over general Zevachim. Because Temura can have Kiddushat Aguf by Baal Mum. Masha'enken Zevachim. That's not so. Zevachim do get Kiddushat Aguf, some of them. For example, Bechor has Kiddushat Aguf, even if it is blemished. And Ma'aser as well. So it says, Bechor Ma'aser, Dehalin al Baal Mum, Kavua, Ve'en Yotzin, Nekolin, Gazis, V'Ne'Aved. And even when you redeem them, they remain in Kiddusha for their shearings and for working. El Hashem Zevach Lo Ketani. So you cannot say we're talking about shims of a general Zevach. We must be talking about specific Zevach, and specifically in our case, the Hatat. And therefore, that's what the Gemara is saying. The Hatat, for example, when you designate it, if it's a Baal Mum, it's not going to be considered Kiddushat Aguf. But you can't say general, because once you open it up to general, you open yourself up to Bechor and Ma'aser, that is equal to Timurah in that respect. So the Gemara says, Umay Shena Timurah. Hold it. Why, when it comes to Timurah, you say it's a general category? But when it comes to Zeva, it's not a general category. So the Gemara says again, Shem Timurah Ahati. Because in Timurah, all the Timurahs follow the same rule. None of them are Doche Shabbat. None of them are Doche Tum'ah. And none of them can you make a Timurah to a Timurah. So therefore, you can learn the statement to be true by general Timurah. However, Zeva, you can't learn general Zeva for the reasons we stated. Because bottom line, it has these two items that it is equal to Timurah. And if a Timurah doesn't have a Chumrah over that, those two, because both can be consecrated, Kiddushat Aguf, even as a Baal Mum. So the Gemara concludes, we must say it's talking about specific. And what specific Qurban are we talking about? The Hatat, meaning the Par. Let's go back. Meaning the Par of Yom Kippur is considered what? A Qurban Yahid. And it's going to be subject to what? You could Mechalel Shabbat, meaning it's Doche Shabbat, it's Doche Tumah, and it's subject to Timurah. That answers our original question. If it's subject to Timurah, must be considered a full-fledged Qurban Yahid, because we look at the Mechaprin, the Kohanim that are getting Kapara, as just floating on the Kohen's Kapara, but it's really a Qurban Yahid, and therefore subject to Timurah. Baruch Adonai Le'olam. Amen v'amen.